Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode of Ghost Town may contain disturbing or graphic descriptions, which may not be suitable for all audiences. Please use discretion while listening. Bad Santa. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Inspiration for the modern-day Santa Claus is a historical figure named Saint Nicholas, a persecuted Christian academic who died on December 6th, 346 AD, giving rise to a holiday precursor, December 6th, Feast of Saint Nicholas. But in France, Saint Nicholas has a dark counterpart. Think a French Hans Trapp, or Zwarte Piet, or the Austrian Krampus. In France, you have Père Fouettard, St. Nicholas's evil, cannibal butcher nemesis designed to frighten bad little children to be on their best behavior. Today we're talking about the story and origin of Père Fouettard, the Christmas cannibal of France. In the Lorraine region of France, a grim Christmas story unfolds. It tells a tale of three children who knock on the door of a local butcher named Père Fouettard, only to be chopped up into little pieces and left to cure in a salting pot. The final image is one I've seen over and over again in my research, a kind of zoom out of the butcher shop where falling wintry snowflakes are replaced with chunks of meat. A bloodbath, really, of meat whose origin is too disturbing to emphasize. This butcher, Le Père Fouettard, meaning the Father Whipper or Father Flog, looks a lot like the Chris Gaines to Garth Brooks' Santa Claus. He's kind of tall with a black cloak, a long white beard and a black hat, all kind of sooty. His dark and unkempt appearance could originate from the 1552 Siege of Metz, where tanners burned a statue of King Charles V before being liberated. This image kind of blended with the pre-existing legends of the not-so-popular Le Père Fouettard. Others say he slides down the chimney right next to St. Nicholas, getting himself covered in soot. Of course, he never goes anywhere, and certainly not down any chimneys, without his whip and chain, and in some depictions, a backpack to conveniently carry children off. As you know, he moonlights as a butcher, and he attempts to eat children. The origins of the character of Père Fouettard himself are dicey, of course. My research began with two theories. One, that a butcher who just naturally craved human flesh became this figure, or that there was a terrible famine going on in Fouettard's French village, and, well, children were everywhere, ripe for the taking. Either way, these aren't exactly true. We'll get to that later. But what everyone can agree on is that the original legend is of a butcher or his wife luring boys into their shop where they committed what they thought was the perfect crime. As the generalized legend goes, Fouettard kills the children, chops them up, and salts them before putting them into a pickling tub. But not after sampling his wares himself. But this is where St. Nicholas comes in. Three such boys that Fouettard already killed, pickled and salted, are brought back from the dead, miraculously resurrected while the butcher is taken into custody. So where did this strange character in Christian lore come from? To answer that question, we have to rewind to over 1,500 years ago with the origin of Santa Claus. We're going to get there after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going out there?
Are you holidaying it up?
Are you really digging in? Mistletoe, jingle jangle, Santa, mincemeat pies.
In that order, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta
no
end
presents.
It with the mincemeat pies. What you gotta do.
That's what you have to do.
We do this every time, but a special holiday month hello to anyone listening, mm-hmm. supporting the show, spreading mm-hmm. the good word.
Mm-hmm.
We need a Christmas miracle, people.
We absolutely do.
Every single week, though.
Yeah, it's not a Christmas miracle as much as a generalized miracle.
Yeah. We just need a catch-all miracle, please.
Yeah, it's really a cry for help more than a miracle.
And when I want to call to the angels, our guardian angels, I go to a straight-up organized government.
Oh.
The ghost town government.
All right.
Including the mayors. They're showing up to the big Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's wearing something funky.
Tell me more.
Rocking a monochrome green head-to-toe sweatsuit. Velour. No identifying markings on it.
Oh.
Where's it from? Too bad. You don't know. That will be the always chill Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
Showing up with one of those mistletoe things that's attached to their back, almost like a carrot
like
on a
GoPro
stick.
Like a GoPro kind of
sort
mistletoe?
Sort of, but there's a mistletoe always above them.
Yeah.
Just looking for a platonic.
Just a little makeout.
Consent-filled kiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kat Jozelle.
Hello.
Showing up in a straight-up ball gown. Mm. Why? Because they have one. And they're like, I'm wearing it
yeah.
at this party.
That's right. Zip it up. Let's do this.
That's Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
Totally rocking one of those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it's all puff, and then the ears are sticking out of actually out of it, like kind of 3D.
Yeah.
But it's couture as hell.
That's right. It's fucking high fashion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good luck. Very expensive.
Yeah. It doesn't look it, but it is.
That's Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
And wearing a 5-piece suit tailored to the nines.
Mm.
Perfect. Spats. Hats. Canes.
What's the 5th piece of the suit?
The 5th piece is attitude.
Oh, got it.
That's Matthew Clemens Leray.
Hello.
These two showed up together.
Mm.
They are dressed like the Shining Twins because they thought it was a costume thing. They were like, did not get the memo, thought it was a costume thing. They had it and they showed up and they're like, oh, this is a Christmas thing, not a Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're spooky like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Ashley Mattson and Casey Weber.
Hello and hello.
And then our governor. You hear a helicopter just lowering.
A Christmas angel?
Just lowering on the roof. There's no room on the roof because it's just a regular old, it's a craftsman. It's a craftsman.
It's a sloped roof.
Yeah, but it lands on there.
Yeah.
Teetering.
It knows what to do.
You're like, is that Santa Claus? No, it's not Santa Claus. They're bringing good tidings and cheer the way they want to. Just showing up saying, look how interesting I am. Look how cool I am.
Hmm.
Look how I live my life.
Wow.
And then they're like, oh, hey, everyone turns around and is like, hey, do you want a drink? Then gone. Poof.
Gone. Wow.
That's magic. And then goes back up into the sky because it doesn't, just lives on planes.
Yeah. Do you just hear like Christmas bells in the distance?
But it's money. It's just money jingling.
It's just money. It's like, where's the money? It's like, not for you.
Yeah. That would be our esteemed governor.
Avian Noble.
If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff, 7 days free, head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. We have a couple of video things. that should be out by the time you're listening to this, if not in the next day.
Yeah.
So check out Instagram, Ghost Town Pod, TikTok, Ghost Town Pod. We just shot a couple of things. We're experimenting with some video. And not in the way you're thinking we're experimenting with video.
No, no. It's not. I promise you. Yes. You will be disappointed by Ghost Town Studios.
Yes.
If that's what you're thinking.
But we're trying some stuff out. Uh-huh. So go over and check that out.
Yes, please do. It'll be fun.
And now let's get back to some Christmas cannibalism.
Let's do it. So to understand who Père Fouettard is, we have to first start with who St. Nicholas is. And he was a real guy, actually, of course. So was Fouettard, kind of. Let me explain. It's widely believed that St. Nicholas the Man was from present-day Turkey, a bishop born towards the end of the 4th century. As a bishop with a mythical reputation, it's said he started performing miracles as a young child and into his life, which physically ended on, like I said up top, December 6th, 343 AD. When he died, it was believed that Nicholas's body produced an oil that held healing properties, like many saints. Scientists think that this oil was actually water from being buried in a wet tomb. In any case, during the 11th century, merchants from Italy launched a quest to retrieve St. Nicholas's body and were successful. The bishop's remains were exhumed and brought to the city of Bari in southern Italy for full sainthood status. The origin of Père Fouettard starts in Lorraine, France. In 1552, Charles V, King of Spain and Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, attacked the neighboring city of Metz. Citizens created small leather statues of the king that they paraded through the streets and burned publicly, showing just how much they hated the Spanish king who had invaded their beloved town. Made by whip-wielding tanners, the effigies became known as Père Fouettards, Father Whippers, an enemy of St. Nicholas, an icon of true religiosity and piousness. And then, at some point along the way, cannibalism enters the chat. Another totally separate legend tells of a butcher named Père Lenoir, or Peter Black, who chopped up three unfortunate children, sound familiar? He left them to marinate in a barrel for 7 years before he received a visitor, a hungry St. Nicholas, who the butcher recognized instantly. Because this butcher had, like, somewhat of a conscience, he told St. Nicholas that he had no food left. But dear old St. Nick placed three fingers on the salting barrel and resurrected the children, who, with no sign of trauma, awakened from an existence of chopped-up meat product, none the wiser. Yet another version of this says Lenoir does offer Nick his best meat. St. Nicholas says no, resurrects the kids, and sends them back to their parents. Seeing an opportunity for the butcher to repent his sins, the butcher became Father Whipper, a sort of eternal servant to St. Nicholas. Somehow the story of Pierre Lenoir and Père Fouettard merged over time, which makes sense. They're butchers, they endanger children, they're generally evil people. Now the story of Père Fouettard is reenacted all over France, a kind of horror movie to set the mood for the wholesomeness of Christmas. In the 1930s, the legend of Père Fouettard even came to the United States, under the translated name Father Flog or Spanky, and it was just as strange, but not as cannibalistic. Although nearly identical to the original French personification, Father Flog wasn't related to Christmas at all, and had a female accomplice named Mother Flog. The couple were always attacking kids and giving out specific punishments for specific childhood crimes, for example, cutting out a child's tongue for lying. It didn't quite catch on the way it did in Europe, where Europeans, especially the French, often reenact the Père Fouettard story on the 9th in anticipation of Christmas. Quote, I've watched the St. Nicholas parades ever since I was a child, says a man playing Père Fouettard, interviewed by Atlas Obscura this year. The performer in the interview asked to remain anonymous to preserve the magic. He went on to say, I want my character to disgust people, not scare them. I'd imagine maybe it does both. In the parade and in the play portion of it, the Père Fouettard character does his thing and St. Nicholas comes in like a superhero to bring the three children back to life. In Nancy, France, the mayor presents the man who plays St. Nicholas with a set of keys to the town and Christmas is officially on. Through all of this, children learn a valuable lesson about, I guess, not misbehaving, as the cannibal butcher Père Fouettard has been overcome and must wait another year to attempt his cannibalistic ritual yet again.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.